Welcome guys to today's podcast, where we have a guest who went from set 4 to uni and which is currently studying at higher education. This proves that sets do not determine your future.
My name is Bobo and I'm year 9.
Oh, my name is D'Angelo and I'm in year 9.
And I am Daniel and I'm in year 9. And the guest we have here is called Arafat. She'll talk more about herself.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Arafat. I am in my final year of diagnostic radiography. And thank you guys for having me. And yeah, I'm just happy to be here.
Glad to have you today. First of all, how's life?
Well, life is good. I'm just trying to get through assignments, placement, etc. But yeah, thanks for asking.
How's your studies?
Yeah, again, it's quite intense because it's final year, but just the final push. So yeah.
Have you done like anything fun today?
Yeah, actually, I think this is one of the most. Yeah, I think this is it. This podcast is the fun thing that I've done today.
Now let's get into it. How did you end up in set 4? Like, is it from your because of you returning to England or?
Yeah. Yeah, so thanks for asking that question. So basically, I was born in Spain, and then when I moved here, I spoke English, but it wasn't one of, like, I was used to doing things in Spanish or, like, subjects like science, I was used to do it in Spanish, for example. So when I did, like, the test to determine what set you were meant to be in, I didn't do so well, and then that therefore meant that I was in lower set. And I remained there till perhaps year 10 and year 9. And then year 11 is where I got moved up. But yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
So like when you came to England, did you like face challenges in school?
Yeah, there was a lot of challenges, especially like just transitioning into that environment, mixing with different types of people. Because in Spain, I wouldn't say it was that diverse. So I feel like it was a shock for me to come to England and seeing so many kinds of different people from different countries, etc. But yeah, I did face challenges making friends, for example. Basically, also like studies as well. Like I said, like I was in bottom sets as well. So it was harder to have that transition. But as the years went on, I kind of like transitioned well, basically, and was able to just get on with it. So yeah, with the challenges, I feel like it made me who I am. So, yeah.
Well, that's nice. Does your career path need you to go to university for it?
Yeah, so radiography. Do you guys know what radiography is, by any chance?
Yeah,
what is it?
It's like basically like X-ray.
Yeah, like exactly.
Involved with X-ray.
Yeah. Just for anyone listening, so basically radiography is like what Bubba said here. So it's basically like just x-rays, whoever takes the images. And yeah, it does need, actually no, surprisingly, it does not need you to actually go to university. There's something called degree apprenticeships. And I think you guys also mentioned it beforehand about degree apprenticeships. So I know other universities do. But when, as of when I was applying, I didn't know that. So I just went to uni as well. That was one of my main reasons to go. But there was also other reasons, such as like, my parents' determination and like the emphasis they put on education, and also like just the events that were carried out in my high school as well about higher education as well promoted me to go as well. But yeah, would you guys be interested in degree apprenticeships?
Yeah, maybe.
Did you face like any challenges as a black student in university?
Nah, that's a really nice question. I'd say coming from Manchester, which is quite like, I'd say like diverse with a lot of, like I went to school with a lot of black students coming to uni. I'd say like one of the main reasons I picked Leeds as well, because it's diverse as well. So there is, but I did notice like a lack of compared to Manchester. And it was hard at first, but I think through going to like different societies, such as like ISOC, which is the Islamic society, and seeing like different types of people and making friends was really important. But yeah, I still feel like in university is important to just take your time and just go with the people who resonate yourself with you and don't force yourself. But also go into like the shops to find like Nigerian food, for example, also really helped. And getting my mum to maybe bring some food as well. So like all that stuff to kind of make me feel a bit more comfortable in this new environment. But yeah.
How was it like in uni? Like, do you face any difficulties?
Yeah, so it's Yeah, with the workload as well, it's different from like high school and sixth form, etc. So I think you're kind of left to it. So it's harder to like, because you don't have anyone keep nagging you all the time, do this, do that. So it's kind of like on your own terms. So sometimes it's hard to like equally like balance everything out and like do it in appropriate, in a timely manner. But I've also really, really enjoyed it. I've met so many nice people, so many of my friends I made in uni. And it's just also been such a like nice experience because I've gone out my comfort zone as well. And yeah, all the difficulties I faced, there's a lot of support that uni offers that I've been able to use as well. Such as like something that's the PLUS program. So it's like something for like students that are from disadvantaged backgrounds. So like if you've got like a postcode from a lower background, they kind of help you make that transition and like hold different workshops, etc. So yeah, guys, if you are interested in going uni, there's definitely like support out for any difficulties you may face.
Did you have any side jobs to help you make some money?
Yeah. Before I came to uni, I worked in Boots. So I carried that on when I came to first year in uni. And then with placement, which is basically like working in the hospitals and etc., I wasn't able to like manage it properly. So I have like 0 hour contract jobs like this. This is one of my part-time jobs. And also on the weekends, I tutor little children. And yeah, that's about it.
How does it feel to like evolve from a family?
Yeah, at first it was really, really hard in first year, but now I'm loving it. Like, I love my family as well, but it's just nice to have that independence and like have that time away and just being able to do things on my own. I'm the eldest as well, so I'm kind of used to my own space.
Okay. Do you have any plans to like to do when you leave university?
I think I'm just hoping to just graduate and just like go with the flow and like hopefully get a job. But I'm not really rushing it. I don't want to do kind of like the, I don't want to follow the kind of like societal timeline. I'm just want to go with the flow. And but yeah, as of now, just to maybe hopefully pursue more education in the future. But yeah, as of now, just going with the flow.
Based on what you said right now, you've, in the nutshell, what advice would you give someone who wants to go to uni?
So one of my top tips would be don't write off uni just because you think it may be hard. Because before I did A-level biology, I got a lot of feedback saying that it was really hard, and I was really hesitant to do it. But just that A-level biology made me actually pursue this career, and like I was so happy that I didn't listen to those comments because it could have like limited what I could have done. So I would say don't listen to like negative feedback, and you can do hard things, so try to go for it. And also another main tip I would say is to not let labels that are attached to you get in your head too much. Like for example, I was in bottom sets, and I feel like you can start believing that you may not be that smart, you can't do hard things. But then if you like distance yourself from that mindset, you realize that you can do hard things and that like, you can also move up. You just put in the work and try to just go for whatever you want. And yeah, I would say if you come to uni, just try to be as go out of your comfort zone as much as you can. And like, go to different societies, go to freshers events, etc. And just like, just enjoy it whilst you're here. Yeah.
Oh, guys,
never back down.
Never give up. Thank you for listening.
No worries. Okay, now it's my turn to ask you guys questions.
Okay.
So, you guys can answer in any order that you want. But what are your main concerns regarding university or higher education?
It'd be like nervous because like the subjects, because like A levels on that, like if I don't pass, like I have to receipt it again. So like I need to be like extra careful. So I need to read more. So like I don't. You see again, I only do it once.
What about you guys, Daniel and D'Angelo?
I would say like going away from your family, staying alone, like it's just like different because like I grew up like staying beside my family. Yeah.
I'll be a bit scared coming to university because if I fail my exams, it could like how my future, because I need those degrees to like get good jobs and earn like money.
Yeah, These are all valid concerns, guys, in terms of like living away from family, that's very understandable. But hopefully, like, you're gonna have flatmates in your first year at least, so hopefully you can create some bonds there or even around your accommodation. And in regards to what was your concern, Daniel, sorry, just remind me.
Failing my exams.
Yeah, exactly. So with that, don't be scared, basically, because you can always don't let fear get in the way of you doing good, okay? Because I think, actually, yeah, that's such a good point. Before my final A-level studies, I actually failed my mock and I actually passed by getting a B and actually getting into diagnostic radiography. So what I'm trying to get at is, doesn't matter if you fail or if you do bad in one of your tests, because you can always exceed, it matters about the work that you put in.
What about, like, your side jobs? Like, how do you know you're going to get qualified for the side jobs? Like,
That's a good,
like,
question.
If you're studying, like, cybersecurity or AI, like, and you're doing both apprenticeship and university, I'm sure you're going to stay on that apprenticeship. Because, like, you might not have time for both. So, like, how do you know you're going to, like, do you tell your boss or some?
Yeah, I think with apprenticeships, especially degree apprenticeships, so you don't have to go to just uni. Degree apprenticeships is basically where they just, you still go to uni, but they pay for your tuition fee. And in this regard, you actually also work whilst you're studying. So if it is something that you can't manage, you can always speak to your supervisor. And I'm very sure in most courses, there will be like a lot of support. So you can always access that. But it's also a valid concern to have. And also just know your limits as well. Don't try to burn out, because you need to be at your best. So you can, like, be of service to the people. But, yeah, very valid concerns, guys.
Yeah, thank you, girl. Thank you, Arafat.